Welcome to the Alex Ford Podcast, where we bring you the latest strategies to build a six or seven figure online business and quit your 9-to-5 job. You'll hear from the best online entrepreneurs, the top marketers, and the rising stars who are making it happen right now. Right now. Every week, you'll get actionable steps to turn your digital marketing dream into a profitable and rewarding full-time career. Here's your host, entrepreneur, world-class trainer, and marketing strategist, Alex Ford.
All right, welcome again, friends, to the Alex Ford Podcast. Today, we have an amazing special guest, someone that I've been following for a few years now, and I've seen his rise from just a beginner to making seven-figure income online, and that is Andre Yermajev. So Andre is a seven-figure affiliate marketer. Here's a course creator now, which is something I'm very excited to talk about. And it's got a bit of a twist to it as well. It's not like what everyone else is doing at the moment. And he's a podcast host. Now, before getting into the industry, he worked as a restaurant manager. But because he had a family, he was working 40 plus hours a week and was drowning in debt. So what did he do? He decided to start in affiliate marketing. And then after 6 months of hard work, he was able to quit his full-time job and become financially free. And the best part, he's been able to go on to make seven figures in sales online, and he's won multiple awards. And he's doing amazing for himself and especially for his family and his daughter. So hey, Andre, say hello to the listeners and share with them that if you could have one superpower, what would it be?
Hi, Alex. Hi, everybody. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you so much for having me on your show. I remember when you came on my show and it was such a great interview, such a great time to talk to you. But yeah, superpower, right? The first thing that comes to my mind is, have you seen the movie Jumper?
Jumper, long time ago, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a movie that I always rewatch. And I don't know, the reason why, but I just love the superpower that they have, where they can just literally jump wherever they want and go to different places on the earth. History is a big thing in my rising, my growing up. So I love history. I love going to like a bunch of like ruins from culture, like Aztec, Incas, I don't know, Asian culture, anything, right? Like the Roman Empire. I love all of that. So I would love to like basically jump to all these touristic places and then check out the culture.
Man, that is an amazing superpower, Andre. Because it's like, you got me thinking as well. Like it's not something I think many people would think about. Like what, 20 years ago, I think that movie came out 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm with you because I am the same. I love history. Like, when movies and stuff come out, if they're just like made up stories, I'm not so engaged. But for example, you've got things like, Gladiator or anything that's placed in the past in history, just like it draws me. So being able to go to those, and you mentioned Rome, I would love to have just go to see the Roman Empire, even learn, right, by the way they do things as well throughout history. And of course, I know from your South America as well, so from Peru. So I'm originally, and not many people, I haven't mentioned this ever, I don't think, on the podcast. I'm originally from El Salvador, so Central America. So got some, you're kind of a cousin, right, from the South American country. So like, I love the history there as well. So that's, awesome, awesome, awesome. So Andre, let's get into a little bit of your story, man. Like, I know I share a little bit about, kind of where you came from and, what you achieved, but I'd love you to just be able to dive deeper. Right? Like in terms of, where were you before? What led you to the industry? And also like share your feelings throughout that process. And ultimately, like what was that thing that made you go, I need to change my life. I need to do something about it.
Yeah. So my whole background is basically working at restaurants, right? Like I started catering. I started working at breakfast places. I worked at fast food places as well. And it got to the point where I was just working and just focusing on just literally clocking in, right? Well, I ended up meeting my wife. We ended up having a daughter and then we got married. We had a beautiful wedding. We went to Europe for the wedding, for the honeymoon. And then by the time we got back from the honeymoon, we were in so much debt. okay? Like literally like more than 20K in debt, and everything was put on credit cards. I guess my mindset wasn't right when I was working my 9-to-5 job, where I wanted to basically, I was wasting money, you know, wasting money in other things that weren't important. And it got to the point where we lost our apartment, you know, like the feeling of me not being able to provide for my family was so heavy. You know, it was super heavy. You know, we lost the apartment. I had to move in with my brother-in-law's house. You know, me and my wife, my daughter were living in one of his spare bedrooms. You know, we did that for 6 months. And this was in California. So after those 6 months, I felt defeated. I felt like a failure. I couldn't support my own family. So we decided to basically start over. And then that's when we made the move to Texas. The company that I was working for, they promised me so much stuff. Like, yeah, you're going to get a promotion. The work environment is better over there. But it turns out everything was BS. You know, like everything wasn't how it was supposed to be. So then that's when I started looking online. You know, like it got to the point where I didn't know what else to do. So I started looking online, and then the first thing that I found was dropshipping. So I did dropshipping for 2-3 months, and I failed horribly at it. Like I wasted thousands of dollars that I didn't have into running ads. And at the end of the day, it wasn't a successful business, but I didn't give up. That's the thing that I didn't do. So I started looking for other ways. And then that's when I finally found affiliate marketing. And it wasn't easy at first. You know, I was still struggling. All the stress, all the weight of supporting my family and being a better man and all of that stuff was still there, you know. But I saw that this opportunity that could change my life. And I just went all in with this business, which was affiliate marketing. And I did that just how you said it, you know, I did it for 6 months while working my full-time job. It was probably the hardest moment of my life, you know, doing both. But I honestly had no other choice. You know, I would get home at 2 a.m. just to learn the business, work on my funnels, work on my email list, create content. I was making videos at like 4 a.m. at some point. You get me? So it was hard work, but I mean, hard work works.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, you know, I love your story, Andre. You have, I think one that probably a lot of people could resonate, especially the men, because, you know, I've been, you know, doing this 12 years now in the industry. I've seen like within 12 years, you see a lot of, you know, like patterns, right, of what happens. Well, one pattern that doesn't seem to have changed is that the majority of people that do like an online business affiliate market tends to be women, right? Why? Because they want to be home with their kids. They don't, you know, they want to contribute to the family. But then when it comes to men, your story is amazing because, yeah, you went through the tough stuff, like getting into that. And I get that because, you know, I went through that too. Like, you know, your parents don't teach you about money. So then you just buy things you don't need and you just get into a bigger hole. But then when you mentioned like moving into your brother's house, like, man, you're married. I think, did you have a daughter at the time? Yeah.
Yep.
Right. You're like, you know, we're meant to be like the men, right? The leaders of the family. And it's just like moving into your brother's house. That would have felt pretty emasculating, wouldn't have?
Yeah.
Because you're meant to provide, right? And the family's looking, you probably her dad and her mom's probably looking, well, you know, you married my daughter. So, you know, like have so much empathy for that, you know, for you going through that. But at the same time, for other fathers who are watching, right? Like, doesn't matter what challenges they're going through, you know, other people are experiencing the same. Like you've been through that as well. But the fact that you didn't give up, you mentioned the fact that you put in hard work. I think it's just that is what it takes, right? To ultimately be able to get your family out of that, a situation like that and into freedom, right? Being able to say, I think in the industry, a lot of people tend to that make things sound easy, right? You know, you're going to make lots of money quick. But you know, like for you, it was that commitment, 2 a.m., get home at 2 a.m. and what? Work till 4 a.m. to make your business happen. Whereas most people, they want to, and we'll talk about this soon, but you've got your own course. Would you say that a lot of people come in to purchase a course, learn affiliate marketing, and they just expect things to happen on their own?
Yeah.
Right? Not do any work. So awesome story, Andre. You know, thanks for sharing that. So, all right. So you went through a lot. You were in debt. You moved into your brother's house. You did drop shipping, right? You know, you weren't able to provide for your family in the way that you did. And then you've gone on to create a lot of success, right? Seven-figure success. You've, you know, got your own course now. I know you've won tons of awards. So, you know, once you got into the industry, into affiliate marketing, it's been a really easy journey, hasn't it?
Well, I guess you can say that, you know, but it's because nothing is easy, right? Like, I think it's all those years of struggle, you know, got me prepared for this opportunity. You get me?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say it was easy because I was still struggling. Like my brain was blowing up every night, you know, trying to get the funnels going. But as soon as everything clicked, then yes, it became easy after that.
Yeah. That's awesome. I love asking that question with everyone because everyone has a different reaction, a different response.
Yeah.
And I love that you shared that because what you've said is like setting up a funnel, right? And some people listening will be going, well, what the heck is a funnel, right? But when you got into affiliate marketing, so number one, did you know anything about it? Any of the technical aspects? No.
Nope.
Did you have to learn it from scratch?
The only thing I knew had to do was Shopify. Shopify was the only thing that I kind of play around with it.
Yeah.
But that's basically it.
Yeah. And then the only thing you knew in affiliate marketing, I bet you, was knowing how to spell it. So nothing really. So then it's like, you know, you get into this journey and you know, I say to a lot of people, you know, when you're going to learn something new, affiliate marketing, digital marketing, it's like learning a whole new career, right? It's not buying something that you're going to press a button and, you know, $1 million is going to come from the sky. You're starting from the beginning and there's going to be work, like,
yeah,
as you've shared, effort, and it's not going to be easy. And like you said, I think every day it was tough for you to do. But what was more important for you, Andre? Okay, was it for you to feel comfortable or for you to go through that struggle so that your family could have freedom?
Well, most important for me was to take care of my wife and my daughter. You know, that was like the most important thing. Every time I set goals for myself, I never, they weren't my goals. You get me? I took my wife's goals and I made them my own. So that's what I did when I first started my business. You know, my wife wanted to get a house. My wife wanted to get out of debt, you know, and all of that stuff. And I made those my priority before even myself. So that was the mentality that I had since the beginning when I first started. And then before you know it, you know, hey, babe, I paid off our debt. Hey, honey, I bought us a house. Hey, honey, we're going to go on vacation next week. You get me? Like all those things starting adding up by putting her first. And then just by doing that, all my goals were getting accomplished at the same time.
That's powerful. I think that's some deep stuff there because I would totally agree with that. It's like whenever we how can I put this? I mean, so when you want to create something new, right, often we don't do it for ourselves. But then if it's for someone else, we'll do it. Like how many times do we have things in our life that we need to fix, but we procrastinate and procrastinate and procrastinate, right? But as soon as, you know, a family member or a friend is struggling with the same thing, there we are running to give them advice and to help them. And you know, because we would do things for other people, but we're not going to do them for ourselves. And I think that's powerful because, you know, when we're starting an online business, I think in the beginning, people, you know, they want to make money and stuff, and maybe it is for the family, but as they go through the process, you know, and they get into challenges, then they start thinking about themselves. It's like a selfish thing, right? It's like, oh, this is too hard for me. Oh, I cannot do this. Oh, I don't have the knowledge. Oh, this is taking too long. Oh, me, 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 me. And then a lot of people quit. But what you're saying is this is like when you get started with you know, any sort of thing that you're doing, if you keep your, you know, a bigger reason in mind, your family, your wife, your daughter, your son, whatever it is for whoever is watching or listening, it's like, if you keep that in mind, it's like, are you ever going to want to give up and show to your children that you gave up, that you didn't, that you didn't keep going until you created your successes? So I think that's very powerful. And, you know, I think I see that in my life as well. It's just like, you know, everything I've ever done, it's more for them. Mm-hmm. So Amazing. And how has I'd love to know, how has that reflected in your daughter? Right? Has she seen, like, what has she seen as a result of you achieving success and not giving up?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, a lot has changed. I mean, the first 5 years of my daughter's life, I wasn't there. You know, like, you, me and my wife were co-parenting at that point because she was also working full time. You get me? So it was, we were trading off our time with our daughter, basically. So yeah, I missed a bunch of events. I missed when she first walked. I missed holidays like Christmas, Thanksgiving, because I was always working, you know? So I missed all those important events. But now it's awesome seeing her grow up. And actually, for example, she started school. She's on second grade right now. But last year, it was the first time I was always home. You get me? And I was always home throughout the whole year. I would get her. I would pick her up. I will take her to school, wake her up in the morning, actually being a parent present. And that was the most important thing about starting this thing, because I wanted to have the time back. You know, the time was gone for so many years. I wasted 10 years in the food industry. And that time is gone. I'm never going to get that time back. But now I'm so glad and so thankful that I found this opportunity to actually be there for them. And it's been great. I mean, the way she acts around me is completely different than how she used to be. We do more things together. So it's awesome.
It's amazing. Like, I'm sure there'd be like a more connection, more bond, more love overall as well. Wow. Yeah. No, that's amazing. And you still did it in time though, right? Like, I know you're not going to get back those years that you worked, but for a lot of people, you know, they've got 18, 25, 30 year olds and they missed that part of life. So being able to still, you know, get that part and knowing that you can be there with her for the next 15 years, whatever it's going to be. I think you made definitely one of the best decisions you could have made as a father. So, you know,
thank
awesome
you.
Stuff, man. And some of the struggles I'd love you to share, because, you know, a lot of people go into something like this, you know, affiliate marketing, hoping that it's going to be easy, right? We've already discussed it's not. There's going to be challenges. But could you share, you know, maybe two or three struggles that you feel that you encountered in building a business and that you feel other people would resonate, right? Whether they're new, heck, maybe they're a bit more advanced, right? And then share with them or with us how you overcame those as well.
Yeah. The first one that comes to mind, the first struggle that I encountered when I started my online business was being on camera, you know? So that was the first struggle that I had. I had a TikTok account. My videos were horrible. You know, like my first videos, I'm guessing my first 100 videos were horrible. I hated the way I looked. I was always tired. I didn't know what to say, you know, but I just kept doing it. So that's probably like the first struggle that I encountered when I first started. But then after a while, you get used to it, you know, like it's just a process that you have to kind of train. And then you get better. As more that you do it, you get better. A second struggle that I faced, let me think, it could be how to scale a business, you know? Let's say you're getting results. Let's say, for example, you're making $10,000 a month on your business. Now, how do you get it to the next level? You know, that's another struggle that I had to face. Instead of looking for other ways to promote, I didn't double down on the things that were working. You get me? So that was another struggle that I did. I tried doing different things. I tried trying new stuff and things were working. Like, I mean, I was making 10K a month, but then how did I get it to the next level? You know, I was just focused on how do I get to the next level? So that whole phrase, how to get to the next level, became a struggle because I was just fixated into, okay, how do I make more money? You get me? And eventually the money came. But just that whole thinking of that, I don't think it was as healthy as you can say, you know, because you're so fixated into that. And then you start losing the marketing side of it. You start losing the focus that you had before. You start doing things that are not working, and you stop doing things that were working, you know, just by fixating into how do I get to the next level. But yeah, that's the other struggle that I face. Wow. In my business.
I think that's a very interesting one, that how do you get to the next level? Because I heard a trainer, Ray Hignan, I think. No, was it? No, Tony Robbins, I think he was.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, personal development. He says, if you're in your head, you're dead, right? Because as soon as you start thinking, how do I get to the next level? Now we're like putting that focus into our thoughts, and it doesn't, I don't know, there's no specificity to that, right? Like it's like, how do I get, it's like circular thinking. It's like, how do I get to the next level? And it just comes back to the same thought. How do I get to the next level? It's like a circle. How do I get to the next level? But it's like, and we're stuck in our heads thinking that over and over and over and over and over again, but you're never breaking that to look outside in the real world at the actual, what's the strategy? And from what you just said, because some people watching this or listening, they might have that as well. Maybe they're at the beginner. How do I make more money? How do I make more money? How do I make it keeps you stuck. But asking, remember, I heard from Tony Robbins as well, asking a better question is going to get you better results, right? Mm-hmm. So instead of asking, how do I get to the next level? How do I make more money? You can ask yourself a question. For example, you know, what is the next, you know, the next action, the next powerful action that I can take that's going to, and you tie it to like a result, like that's an actual metric. How can I get, what's one big powerful action I can take to generate an extra 10 leads, to generate an extra 5 leads or 100 leads, or to generate, right? Because leads is controllable. Next level is not controllable, right? You cannot control that. But it's like leads or how do I get my funnel set up in the next week? So that's interesting, because I've never really heard anyone say that. But now that you say it, it's just like, yeah, a lot of people would just get stuck there, but then they don't know why. And then they're going to quit. And then they're going to say, oh, I just never got taught how to get to the next level. But it's like, you know,
it's only your mind. It keeps going and going. And then the first taste of failure that you get, people quit, you know?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly right. It's very interesting. And I think that this is where like education comes into place as well, because if we're constantly educating and developing our skills, then that's going to give us more strategies and things to actually be able to implement. Whereas if you just keep saying, how do I get to the next level, but you're not getting that additional education that you don't have, the knowledge, then, you know, you're going to be stuck. Wow. So that's very cool. Awesome. So let's move on. So I know we've spoken a lot about affiliate marketing, right? You've got started in affiliate marketing. You know, that's what you wanted to do after drop shipping. Mm-hmm. I'd love to know, why did you choose affiliate marketing, Andre, specifically? Not because of your story, like, you know, your struggles and you wanted to make more money, but specifically affiliate marketing, maybe versus drop shipping. What appealed to you about that?
Yeah, the first thing that appealed to me when I first saw people promoting it online, because that's how I found it. I went on TikTok and I saw a 17-year-old, you know, talking about affiliate marketing, right? The first thing that caught my attention was, you're making so much money and working very little time, you know? So that's the first thing that came to my mind. Oh, wow. So you can make money with working less. You get me? So that's when it opened my eyes. And then after researching a little more about affiliate marketing, I realized that it's probably the best business for beginners to start. I don't recommend you start with dropshipping. That was like the worst decision I made. But affiliate marketing, right? You don't need to create your own product. You don't need to create your own service. All you got to do is promote other people's products for a commission if you make a sale. You know, so that whole business model of, the way I saw it back then was, I was just a middleman. You know, I was just guiding, sending people this way, that way, and I am getting a cut of the sales. So that's the easy description that I kind of put in my head without any knowledge, you get me, in the beginning. So I realized it was the easiest business model for beginners.
Wow. That's awesome, because I found that as well. I've done lots of network marketing. I've done, you know, Bitcoin and just a lot of other things. It's just, they can be stressful. There's all so many steps you have to take. And it's not for everyone, but it's interesting you did drop shipping. So, you know, if you were comparing affiliate marketing with drop shipping, like, can you mention like a few of the things you did in drop shipping that you don't have to do in affiliate marketing, just so the listeners can get a bit of a comparison and understanding?
Yeah, of course. So dropshipping, I was basically creating stores online. The only bad part was that I started during the pandemic. So I was getting products from China. And then the delivery times were like months ahead of time. So it would take like 1 to 2 months for them to get their product, right? So now the other thing that happened was for dropshipping is how do you get leads, right? At that moment, when I first started dropshipping, I didn't know how to do anything organically, you know, like creating content. I had no idea what it was. All I knew was Shopify, create the account. I knew how to add the products that I wanted from other places so that people can buy. I put a price, I put a tax, I put a description of the product, the item number, the customization of the product. You see, this is a lot of things that I had to think about. You gave me the color, pattern, everything, the website, how to set it up the right way. And then that's not even the end of it. I had to learn how to do ads as well. So I had Facebook ads accounts that I was working on putting money in just to see if I was going to get clicks. I started an Instagram account. I started getting shout outs, you know, because I had no idea. I didn't have a strategy. I was just going in there and I was like, dropshipping is going to work. So I was just basically doing it all. But you see, all those things that I mentioned, there's so many things that I had to think about every single day. Aside from affiliate marketing, you find a program that works, a program that gets you results, and you basically just focus on just driving the traffic. And you can still do ads that way, but I just decided to do it in a more organic way because at that moment I didn't have the money for ads. You get me? So I just started doing social media, creating content, and doing it organically. And then because of that, I was able to be successful aside from dropshipping. That's why dropshipping is like, it's really tough to get right.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. I think any business that you start from scratch, whether you create your own products or you find them from like China, it's a lot of effort. Like, you know, you're going to be doing 100 different steps and things just to do that business. Whereas like you mentioned affiliate marketing, you just drive the traffic, which for some people, they wonder what traffic is. Traffic is just the marketing. It's just that one thing. You be the marketer and get people to those products. It's much simpler, much, much simpler. No, yeah. And you mentioned, all right, let's move on to strategy. Cause you mentioned, okay, so you can do paid advertising, right? But you decided to focus on, you know, organic traffic. I know one of the platforms I think for you has been Instagram, one of your biggest mm-hmm. platforms to drive traffic or to do the marketing side of things. Can you share a little bit about that? Like how have you used Instagram to be able to get people from, you know, social media to buying the affiliate products you're promoting?
Yeah. So let's go back a little bit. So before you promote something, of course I had to learn about funnels and email marketing. So the reason why I utilize my social media accounts is just to get people out of those social media accounts and get them into my email list, you know? So that's where the business is. That's where the money is when you have people on your email list. So yeah, I first started with TikTok. I started creating content on TikTok consistently, but I wasn't sending those videos anywhere else. Like for example, Instagram, YouTube Shorts, or Facebook Reels. But eventually I started playing around with Instagram, you know. I was like, I saw a little bit of success with TikTok, but then I was just like, let me just try Instagram. So then I started focusing on Instagram, and then that's when my business blew up entirely, like super fast. That's, as soon as I started using Instagram, my business, I was getting more leads and then more money was coming in. Now, the cool thing about Instagram is that you can have a lot of features that you can utilize. For example, you can have a link clickable in all areas of Instagram except the comment section. But if you can, you can click on your profile, you can click on the messages for the actual clickable link, you get me? So that was more powerful. Also, the stories for Instagram were super powerful because if somebody followed me and saw my story, they most likely will see my stories. Aside from TikTok, let's say you have 100,000 followers on TikTok, that doesn't mean that you're going to get 100,000 views in every single video. But if you do post something on your story on Instagram, if somebody's following you and going through the motion of just looking at everybody's stories, everybody that they follow, eventually they will get to you. It's not like that your story gets suppressed by the platform. It doesn't. Your story always stays there. And if somebody is an active Instagram user, they're going to scroll through every single story. You get me? And eventually, they're going to get to your story. So I think that was why it was more powerful. And then from there, of course, you start diving into Facebook Reels, YouTube Shorts. But yeah, Instagram was the one that it was a catalyst for my business to actually be something sustainable, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And I love that. I like how you backtracked as well, because, you know, there are like three parts to an affiliate marketing business. There's the, the product, right? Where you got to have a product to promote. And I know you've even got your own one as well, that if some people want to be able to promote your product, we'll talk a little bit about that, especially for the Spanish community, which is, I'm excited to talk about that in a second. But you've got to have the product. And then number two, you got to have like the sales process, I like to call it, which is the funnel, yeah. Which is just a simple website that's two pages. And that just allows to bridge the gap between social media and the product and setting that up. And yes, there are going to be some technical things to set up. And you mentioned in the beginning, right, that you had to set all that up. How did you find that? Was that complicated? Like, was that really hard setting that up, or you know, was it somewhat simple? How did you find that process?
That whole process was very tedious, and frustrations were there 100%. Okay, like I didn't have an office back then. I was in my apartment in the kitchen table on my laptop every night. Just trying to make it work. And at that time, the way I learned was utilizing ClickFunnels, utilizing softwares that I didn't have the money to pay for. So instead of me just realizing, okay, I can afford this, you know, I can afford this to run my business. Instead of me thinking like that, I found other ways to get free softwares out there. So that's where the struggle started happening. Yeah, it was a blessing because I wanted to make the business work. But at the same time, I was utilizing softwares that were horrible. They were hard to set up. They were always glitchy. So every couple hours, I needed to make sure that my website was running right. Wow. You get me?
Okay, yeah.
And it was stressful, but I didn't have the capital to pay $97 a month for ClickFunnels, $30 a month for Aweber. You know, I didn't have the capital for that. So I literally started from zero. I think the platform where I got my funnel was from Groove Funnels. I'm not sure if they still have it on, but the whole process of setting it up, it was a little difficult. You know, there wasn't like actual tutorials that I could follow. So everything was just trial and error. But after maybe 2 weeks to set everything up. After everything was set up, I was just like, yes, I'm done. You know, like everything is working now. I'm not going to touch it anymore. And then from there, I just focus on just creating the content, driving the traffic. But yeah, it was tough. Eventually, of course, when I started making more money, I invested on ClickFunnels, I invested on Aweber. And then that process, utilizing those paid softwares, was way more simpler than all the frustrations that I was dealing with the free software.
Yeah, so that's interesting because, a lot of people, I always recommend ClickFunnels because that same reason. Like if someone... I think $100 to $120 US dollars a month roughly can be the investment for your tools. But I always recommend for people, like if you have the money, and most people don't, but if you can figure out the money, do it, because it is much easier the way you said. And usually those companies, they're big companies. So they make a lot of money, so they can invest into the customer support and making the product really great and simple. But if for some reason someone, you know, like doesn't have the money, I would say, you know, get an Uber job or just something. $120 a month is very easy to make with just a very simple side job to pay for your tools. It's going to make things a whole lot easier. And then after you set up, you know, you said you set it up for 2 weeks and then that was done. If you had to, okay, you probably didn't have to necessarily, but if you had to go create a second system like that, would it have been just as hard or would it have been easier?
Like now, if I had to create one right now?
Yeah.
Oh, I can do it in 40 minutes.
There you go.
Because I used to do it for my wife too. My wife at some point, she wanted to like see, you know, how affiliate marketing works. So I sat her down in my office and I was like, all right, I'm going to teach you how to run your business. So we got a domain, we got the email, professional email, we got the ClickFunnels account, we got the AWeber account. I imported all the emails and her business was running in 40 minutes.
Oh, so good. See, I thought it was important to share that because, you know, people are going to go, oh my God, it's going to be 2 weeks of struggle and, you know, tedious work. But the thing is, it's like, yeah, it's going to be hard. But you know what else is hard? Learning to talk to women so that you can find a wife. You know what else is hard? Learning to drive a car with the stick shift and trying to pay attention at every, that's hard as well. My son's been learning to play baseball and, you know, I've been watching, it's hard for him as well in the beginning, right? Knowing how to swing and how to like understanding the game. Everything in the beginning is flipping hard. But then it's just like, you know, once you know how to talk to women, you know, eventually you get married and you're able to, you know, have a good relationship. And eventually you learn how to drive the car. And, you know, on the 1,000th time that you drive the car, you don't even have to think about how to drive a car.
Right.
Or you learn to play a sport. I'm sure you probably play soccer or something. But, you know, it's like once you learn to play a sport, after a while, you don't have to think about it anymore. So for anyone that's starting an affiliate marketing business, yeah, like we're not saying it's going to be easy. There's going to be challenges and there's going to be blood, sweat, and tears and sacrifice. But once you get past those 2 weeks, right, 2 weeks out of your entire life, that's a whole new skill set that you have forever that no one can take from you. And then it just gets easier. And if you have to do it again, and it's no issue. But in the beginning, yes, that's the challenging part, right? And a lot of people, I don't know if you did, want to quit. That's the time they want to quit. But then when they get past that, you know, if they continue, then it's just, you know, they'll be able to make money for the rest of their lives because they learned those, you know, real skills. So awesome.
It's funny how you say sorry to cut you. It's funny how you say that thing about driving stick shift.
Yeah.
Because I learned how to drive a car automatic, right? And then I started learning how to drive stick shift because my dad drove a stick shift car. And then you're so focused on the stick shift, right? You're so focused on shifting right, but then you forget about the blinkers, you forget about the signals, like you forget about everything else because you're so focused on that new thing, you know? Yeah. Eventually you will get it. But it's just like building a funnel. I mean, it's hard in the beginning. And then after you're done it a couple of times, you know how to connect everything. Everything is so much simpler and you already know what to do because once you do it once, it most likely is gonna stay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, exactly. And anyone listening that's a beginner or hasn't got started yet, yeah, remember that. Because I think if they just remember that one thing that we just discussed now and you use that over and over again, you can get to making a full-time income, $10,000 a month or more, because that's all it takes, right? It takes patience and figuring things out, problem solving. So that's awesome. So, you know, we said, okay, so you need your funnel. So you need the product to promote, or was it the funnel? And then the traffic, right? Which you discussed Instagram and you gave some strategies then. By the way, I love Instagram as well. Mine was, when I started affiliate marketing, it was the same thing. I tried many platforms and all of a sudden Instagram blew up out of nowhere. And I found it's an amazing platform because yes, you got the links everywhere, like you said, but I love the stories because the stories is almost like a, like a reality show for people of your life. And if they just see like short videos, which by the way, you can show your face or you don't have to show your face. In fact, I love the way you do shorts, especially in the beginning, you never did any speaking. It was just text on the screen and, you know, having fun with what you were doing. But then if people just watch that, it doesn't convert as well as when, like you said, they start watching everything you do and a bit of glimpse into your life and your lifestyle. And then that makes people get to like you and trust you. And then ultimately, you know, be able to want to buy from you. So that's awesome. And then course creation. I've been waiting for this one because you've been, how long ago did you get started in affiliate marketing?
Probably I started December 2020.
December 2020. Okay.
Yeah.
So just over, you know, coming up to 3 years actually. So
almost 3 years.
Amazing. Yeah. Wow. And you've got your own, you've actually branched out and created your own course now. Yep. Share with me a little bit about that. You know, like, well, actually, firstly, what got you wanting to start your own course?
Yeah. So I just how you said, I started in December of 2020 and I was promoting in English, right? Because I do live in the United States and I was very successful doing that. But throughout that journey of 2 years, I kept getting people asking me, hey, do you know anything in Spanish? You know, do you have a program in Spanish that I can try? Because Spanish is my first language and I understand things when somebody tells me in Spanish better than in English. So I was getting a lot of people that had the same mentality. Oh, you have something in Spanish? Because people know I'm Hispanic, of course, by my accent, you get me? But yeah, so I found a gap in the market, basically. And then I wanted to fill it. You know, I wanted to help more people, especially the Spanish community. I'm an immigrant as well. I immigrated from Peru to the United States. And life was very difficult when I first came to the United States when I was 14, you know. My parents were illegal. They were worth had horrible jobs, you get me. They couldn't get a regular job. They had to work under the table and stuff like that. So I know how hard it is for a Hispanic to leave their third world country and come to a first world country, you know, and it's a difficult time. And this is why that was one of the main reasons why I created my program, which is called Libertad Hispana, which teaches people how to do affiliate marketing completely 100% in Spanish. You know, I teach about funnels in Spanish, email marketing, creating content, but yeah, that's the reason why I started, to help the Spanish community get out of the rat race, as I guess you can say.
Yeah, that's awesome. And your partner in the podcast, Brian Brewer, I heard him say, I think it was recent actually, it's like, if you're going to create a course, don't just copy what other people have and just go launch it. It's like, find what's the gap in the market, what's something that people aren't being served by. And clearly you filled it, because I also get occasionally people that speak Spanish as well. And they're asking me, you know, what can they do? And I've never known anything in the industry that's, you know, that's quality and that, you know, that really serves people in that market. So I think it's amazing what you've done there. And clearly, like, affiliate marketing, as we've discussed, it's simple. It's the cheapest way to get started, right? Because you don't have to necessarily have big investments and into that or paid advertising. So to be able to serve the Latino, the Spanish market, it's incredible. And I know you're going to go on to do big things with that, Andre. It's going to, you know, blow up at some point because you have a huge audience, right? Probably, I don't even know, probably even a bigger audience than the English market. I'm not sure. I think, you know, if there might be more people anyway. But yeah, it's incredible. And in terms of the program that you've created. So you've mentioned, is it designed for beginners? Give us an insight into that.
Yeah. So it's 100% for beginners. The Spanish market right now, with the whole marketing and the online world, they're around maybe like 5 to 10 years behind. Okay. So I launched my program this year on May 1st. And at first, it was a little difficult because people had no idea what it was. You get me? It's like so new for them. There are programs out there There are marketplaces out there in Spanish, but there's not a program for it. You get me? And so that's when I created my program, because I want to teach people the business model. I don't want to teach people just how to sell something online. You know, I just want to literally teach them to promote anything they want to promote. It can be a company from Amazon, it could be a Walmart, Target, whatever they want to promote, whatever marketplace they want to get into. My focus is to teach the business model. So from there, they can do whatever basically they want, promote any company that they want, they can also promote my company as well. Libertad Hispana has its own affiliate program as well, where people can get faster results if they want to go into the digital course promotion, you know, which is, I think, is the easiest way to make a buck. And that's why I wanted to give that opportunity to the Spanish community, because it is an opportunity, you know. Like I said before, you know, they get stuck working all their life, you know, in construction or plumbers or whatever, you know, in the farms, whatever it is that they do, restaurants. And they don't get out of there. They never get out of there. So with this opportunity, at least it's opening their eyes, you know, little by little. I had to go through a whole educating the market side of it. You get me? That was another side of it because it's new for a lot of them. And then what happens when somebody is not used to hearing stuff about the internet? The first thing that comes to their mind is this is a scam.
Yeah.
You get me? And I'm sure you've seen this in English as well, maybe like 10 years ago. But now people are a little more at ease. You know, they understand that it's not everything is a scam. But at least for the Spanish community, it's like you have to talk to these people. You have to educate these people because right now they're still on like the mentality of, I'm not going to go online and put a password anywhere. You get me? So they have the mentality still.
It's funny. I got family members that are the same as well. They weren't, you know, you create accounts, put photos or anything personal online. So I totally get that. And it's interesting because, okay, so as you know, I got started in the whole industry 2011, so 12 years ago. And man, like I remember I shared what I was about to join. It was like an online network marketing company with my friends. And they're all like, it's a scam. It's a pyramid scheme. They called me up to just make fun of me because I was doing this thing. And just most people just didn't understand like work from home. Like it just wasn't a thing, right? And now, especially after COVID, like everyone understands like work from home is just such a big term because so many people experienced it. So I get that. But yeah, with the Spanish community, I could understand a lot of people, they still have the skeptical because they haven't been, you know, they don't go on TikTok and they've got 100 people putting, you know, talking about affiliate marketing and all of that. So, and I find that interesting because even when you start your own company, so many people go, oh, well, I've got, it's a new product. It's going to sell itself. Everyone's going to buy it because no one else has sold it. But it's like, that's challenging. Like if you're going to create a product, it should be something that there's competition in already because you know there's a marketplace. But when you start something new in your case, and this is why, you know, I don't recommend starting your own product and company for someone that's a beginner because, you know, you're going to go out there and the first phase for a few months, it's going to be educating your market, like you said, because now you've got to change their thinking and believe that it's legitimate. But, you know, so you're just going into something that's existing. It's probably one of the best doing affiliate marketing. But at the same time, for someone like you, the fact that you've started this now, you know, eventually, right, someone's going to copy you, try to copy what you're doing.
Oh yeah.
And I heard a saying once, you know, what's the best imitation is the best form of flattery, right? And when that happens, you start it first, right? So you've got much time ahead and you're going to help so many more people in the Latino and Spanish market to be able to learn this, to be able to make money, to help them educate. And I'm excited to see where you're going to go with this, Andre. In fact, I know you already know, you know, I signed up for your affiliate program as well. So I'm going to be, you know, whenever anyone's reaching out in the Spanish market, I already know personal people that speak Spanish that want to do things online. So I'm going to be sharing with them about what you do as well, because it is going to change a lot of lives. So awesome stuff. And you have a podcast.
Yes.
You have a podcast, which I was on beginning of the year a few months ago, which was a lot of fun. It was great speaking with you and your friend, Brian. Share with us in a snippet. What is your podcast? What's it called? What is it about?
So I have a podcast. It's called Evolved Marketing Podcast. We talk about, let me go back. I host it with my friend, Brian Brewer. He's also a full-time affiliate marketer, just like myself. We met at a mastermind that we're both speakers at for Legendary Marketer. And That was literally 2021, a year after I started my business. I was speaking at in a stage. So it was that fast for me. It was that crazy. But anyways, the podcast is about the evolution of our marketing, you know. So that's what we focus on. We meet up once a week and we have amazing guests. We talk about strategies, a lot of strategies. We talk a lot about stories as well. And then just marketing at its best, I guess you can say, because we have so many guests that come on into the podcast as well. And they just share a lot of information. You know, it could be ads, it could be YouTube, it could be social media strategies, affiliate marketing, you know, how to exit a company. There's a lot of cool information in the podcast that I share on a weekly basis. So we post once a week. And yeah, if you guys are cool, you guys like podcasts, you guys can go check it out as well.
Yeah, so it's Evolved Marketing Podcast. I think it's evolvedmarketingpodcast.com. And I listen to your podcast as well. I love it because I the one about exiting a company, I saw that one. I think he was the guy from FreeUp, which was an outsourcing company, and he exited, I think, like 17 million or $12 million, something like that, out of a company. So yeah, like, great podcast. It's I've learned so much from it as well. So I'd recommend anyone, you know, go and watch that. But you know, you started a podcast. Would you recommend a beginner to start a podcast?
Oh, no.
No. Okay. Cause we've been going through this and, you know, we're talking about starting courses, starting podcasts, but some things aren't for beginners, right? So, cause I know some people are probably going to wonder, like, do I have to do this? You know, Alex has a podcast, right. Andre has a podcast. Just share with us a snippet. Why don't you recommend a podcast for someone that's new? And maybe, like, for someone that was in a position, maybe they've been doing this for a few years, you know, when should they start a podcast if they wanted to?
Yeah. So if somebody is new and they want to start a podcast, the first thing that comes to mind is you're a beginner, right? You can definitely create a podcast about something that you already know, something that is already here, right? So if you have the knowledge about a certain topic and you're really passionate about that topic, yes, you can definitely start a podcast as a beginner. But right now, I'm just using me as an example and affiliate marketing as an example. If you're a beginner, like fresh off the course that you took, right? I wouldn't recommend starting a podcast just because you don't really have the credibility. You don't have the results. You know, people are not really gonna, you don't have the audience. So people don't really might know you, you know? So it's gonna be a long way for you to get out of the whole not getting views cycle, because it will take a while. Podcast is, it's a long process to monetize, I guess you can say. But then let's say you start getting more knowledge about something and you start implementing new strategies and you want to share that to your students or people, then that's definitely a good idea to start a podcast, because it's a different platform, right? I think YouTube and podcasting are the only platforms that have long-form content nowadays. And through our long-form content, a lot of people can get different type of feedback, different type of information. For example, there's people that go to work. They commute an hour to work. You know, what do they do in that hour? They could still be growing their mind listening to podcasts instead of just listening to the top hits of the top 100 Billboard, you get me? They could still be learning through podcasts, through audiobooks, and stuff like that. The reason why me and Brian started this podcast, Evolve Marketing Podcast, was because we didn't want to self-sabotage our business. You know, once you get to the cycle of doing everything every single day, it's a routine. You keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. It gets to the point where it gets tiring. So it gets old type. You know what I mean? It gets a little old. So we started this podcast because we get to meet once a week. We have amazing guests like yourself, like how we have you before.
Which, by the way, if you're watching or listening, you can go find it on his podcast as well, Evolve Marketing Podcast.
It's on YouTube. It's all there. It was a great interview, by the way. We get to learn from all these amazing guests. You know, me and Brian have the mentality of we need to learn more. Now, something that you said on my podcast, actually, that's stuck with me, and I repeat it to other people now, is if you're ever feeling frustrated, it just means you need to learn more. You know, that's something that you said on my podcast that I wrote it on my notes and I highlighted it, and it just stuck with me, and I have repeated that to multiple people since you came on my podcast. So you see, little things like that, you know, it makes a difference and it makes everything worthwhile.
That's great to hear, because funny thing, I got that from someone else as well many years ago, and that helped me that's the beauty about what we do, right? It's, you know, mentorship and helping, especially now you're doing on a scale, like you're having lots of people, you can do it. You know, that becomes more fulfilling long-term as well than the money as well, because money is going to come, but helping people through a podcast, through, you know, your company, through your courses, it's amazing. So, you know, thanks for sharing that. Andre, I know we're going to be getting off soon here, so I've got two more questions. Okay, and it's a two-part question, one's for beginners, one's for people that are a bit more advanced. So with the first one, what advice would you give to someone who's just got started, right? So they're a beginner, but they haven't had that breakthrough yet. Maybe they haven't made their first sale, maybe. You know, what advice would you give to someone that's a beginner?
Yeah, somebody that is a beginner that have not gotten the results that they want, just remember why you started in the first place. Because if you have not gotten the results when you first started, right, you should keep that mentality of that day one when you first started. Does that make sense?
100%.
Yeah, so that's the main thing that I will say, because people get fixated in the results and then they give up. But if you have the mentality, okay, I'm going to start this because I want to do better for me and my life, right? If you stay with that mentality all the way through, the results will come. And even when the results come, still remember why you started. Don't ever forget why you started. I think that's the biggest piece of advice that I could give somebody starting from scratch.
It's an amazing piece of advice. And I agree. It's like, just always remember your why, right? What's your why? And in fact, if anyone's like, whoever's watching, listening, I would recommend do an exercise once you finish listening or watching. Write down on a piece of paper, what were the reasons that you got started? If you haven't got started, write down the reasons why you want to do, let's say, affiliate marketing, start your own business. And then in your home, wherever you work, if you have a work environment, put it maybe on your wall somewhere, because we've discussed problems are going to happen. And when they come, you need something right in front of you for you to just be able to go, oh yeah, that's my reason, right? To kind of bring you back down to reality and remind you all the time, you know, why you got started. So awesome.
Yeah.
And then on the other side of the coin, you know, what about someone who's already having success and they want to take their business to the next level? So let's say, you know, they're already earning, you know, maybe $10,000 a month, which I know you were at one point, but let's say they want to get to multiple six figures or even seven figures in their business. What would be some advice for them to be able to get to those levels?
Investing yourself will be that first one, because talking about my experience, you know, I was stuck at a number and every single month I will hit the number, but I will stay there, right? So what I did was I got myself a coach. You know, I felt a little lost. I felt like I needed some guidance, right? So I invested in a different program, and not to promote the program, not to make money out of it, but to help my mindset, to help my learning, my knowledge, to help that. And then once I did that, my income didn't get stuck at the same level. It grew from there. You get me? So that's one take that I can say. The other part is it goes pair and pair with what I said earlier about why you started. Remember why you started. If you're already getting results and you want to get to the next level, you have to remember what you've done. You get me? So remember what you've done in the past, because what you've done and it got you those results will most likely work again. Do you get me? So you got to just keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what's working. Double down on what's working and then eliminate what's not working, you know, because you will always try new stuff. But if something is not working, there's no reason why you should be wasting your effort into that. So double down what works, you know, remember what you started and remember what you've done.
That's powerful. All right. So invest in yourself. You know, if you're stuck, that comes down to, you know, the thing that you got from me, right? If you're stuck, it's because you need, or frustrated, it's because you need more knowledge, right? You need to know more. So just hire someone that's had more success than you. And I love that. Do more of what you're doing. Because like you said, you know, it's like sometimes you can do, the thing is repetitive and then you can get distracted. Well, what if I try that and try that and try that? And then all of a sudden you're doing 10, 20 different things and you've forgotten that thing that got you the results. So focus on that, do more of it. And that you know, you'll be able to get more results. Awesome, Andre. I really appreciate the value that you've brought today, man. There was a lot there. And I think today was great for a lot of beginners. I definitely think there was a lot there as well for people that are making already money. But for beginners, you've just delivered a ton, all right? And, you know, if anyone's listening, watching, for anyone that's watching, listening, You know, you can connect with Andre. Andre, I'd love for you to share. How can people connect with you?
Yeah, the main platforms that I focus on are now mainly in Spanish. I do speak English, so if you guys want to talk to me in Spanish, in English, there's no worries. But my main accounts are probably Facebook and Instagram. My Instagram in Spanish is called Libertad con André. I'm sure you can put it on the comment section, in the description. And then same with my Facebook, it's just my full name, André Manuel Yermojev. That way you'll be able to find me. And awesome. If you want to check out my podcast, you can check it out on YouTube and every podcast platform as well.
Yep, which is Evolved Marketing Podcast, correct?
Yes.
Cool. Awesome. And André, like, just share one, like in 30 seconds or so again, your program, right? I'm going to put a link here. So if you guys go to alexfordpodcast.com/André, it's alexfordpodcast.com/André. Again, just give us and let's make this fun. Give me a 30-second description of what, you know, Libertad Hispana is. Do it in Spanish. I think that would be amazing.
Do it in Spanish?
Yep. Yeah. And for those that are speaking awesome. English, let's listen to Andre's sexy voice in Spanish.
Okay. Para todos la gente que habla español, si quieres copiar mi negocio y hacer más de $10,000 al mes, puedes copiar mis embudos, puedes copiar mis correos electrónicos, puedes copiar literalmente todo mi negocio para que tú puedas salir y alcanzar tu libertad financiera.
That was awesome. That's going to be a short a clip on its, by itself. But yeah, go check it out, guys. Or you know what? Even if like André is an amazing guy, as you can tell, he's so genuine. He has so much integrity as well. You know, ever since we connected, definitely consider him a friend, and his education's great, right? Go check it out. You know, if you know any friends that speak Spanish and maybe that, you know, they're not able to, you know, learn from something English, refer them to it. You know, again, it's alexfordpodcast.com/André. There's going to be a free training there that you can access from André. Of course, it's in Spanish, but you're going to be able to learn from him for free just from that video. And then you can go through his program if you wanted to and even be able to promote his program to be able to make an income as well. So again, André, thank you so much for that. That wraps up the episode. You've been hanging out with André Yermojev and myself, Alex Ford. So André, thanks. And I wish you plenty of success and hope to do this again sometime, man. So go follow him as well. And, you know, definitely be reconnecting again, André.
Awesome. Thank you. Awesome. Thank you so much for having me, Alex. It was a pleasure.
Awesome. You're welcome, André. Thanks.
Thanks for tuning in to the Alex Ford Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to visit alexfordpodcast.com for more free resources on how to build a 6- or 7-figure online business and turn your digital marketing dream into a profitable and rewarding full-time career. And if you love this podcast, remember to subscribe and follow Alex on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram.